Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, the Friday show from Saipan, Northern Marianas Islands. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
And we're talking lockdown, rule of law, propaganda, all of the above. If you'd like to join us or you'd like to talk about anything, of course, phone lines are open. 855-450-3733 is the number to get on air. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We are in the midst of something really, really crazy right now.
It's not as crazy as I'd like, to be honest.
How crazy would you like it to be?
I like 1776.
Aha, aha. Do you feel that we have reached that level? This is the question.
What do you mean, do I feel, right?
Okay.
I feel we've reached that level, or have society feel we've reached that level? Because society seems to be, it's the bread and circuses, right?
Yes.
You know, we got, yes. Now in the day of Netflix and YouTube and all of those, the revolutionary spirit that once made America, you know, such a thriving democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in quotes, democracy.
Right.
Is it seems to have been, you know, a bucket of water. Netflix was just a bucket of water poured on the fire of the American spirit.
You're saying Tiger King was a way of suppressing the people?
You watch Tiger King and you feel excitement. It's like, oh, this is great. You know, this is like, only in America can this exist. This is, we have so much freedom. We're so great. You pat yourself on the back and then you do nothing, right? You're entertained. You feel that, like, American pride, that American sense of duty, you know. But there's no action.
Interesting.
And it's until, and that's what I think we saw in Dallas, right? Once they talked about their kids in trouble, mm-hmm. you know, the bread ran out. There was still a circus, right? The circus is going to be there in perpetuity.
Yes.
It's no more, oh, we got to source these gladiators and catch some tigers and lions. You know, it's kind of difficult to, like, drag them all the way back. They don't have to worry about any of that anymore. There's unlimited circus. Just watch CNN to get the circus.
It is interesting that, just from a symbolic sort of mythological standpoint, that the circus, the Netflix circus that happened at the same time as this tyranny was rolled in, involved a tiger in much the same way that the gladiatorial circuses would involve, it involved big cats. That was a big part of the gladiator stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting right there.
And it's also interesting that Waco came out during this quarantine period as well in the Netflix documentary. And, you know, I was wondering, would this start to rile people up? And maybe you can make the argument. I believe it came out, like, in the last month.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the Texans are like, what are we doing? Why are we listening to this big government, blah, blah, blah? But in reality, I think it was more the bread. The bread had started to run out. Whereas most Americans, they don't have the savings to sustain this, right? In China, they're very, they're like squirrels with their money, right? They're just hoarding a supply of acorns. Probably they could have had a lockdown for a year.
Right.
And they're well prepared financially.
Some are.
In general, I would say. The savings rates are very, very high in East Asia. The savings rates in America, you know, your credit card is like your piggy bank here.
That's right.
So now the credit cards are maxed out. The $1,200 checks that everyone thought were like around the corner, you know, many have still not gotten them. And people are saying, you know, yeah, the Netflix is great, but, you know, I need some money to buy my Domino's.
So let's talk 1776. So 1776, crazy thing is, like, we have the document. You know, they left the document of, that was basically the why of why are we doing this, right? So they leave the Declaration of Independence. You go to D.C., you go to the National Archives or whatever, you see it framed and beautifully lit. I feel like We never learn really about this very important document in school. It's interesting in terms of their why, because Jefferson actually lays out this bullet point. He's like, okay, here's the things. We hold these truths to be self-evident, so we believe all of this to be true. All men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with rights. Main among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Most people stop there. He goes on in the bullet points. He says, governments are instituted among men, and they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. They're instituted to protect those rights that I just mentioned. And then he says, when governments stop protecting those rights, it is the right of the people, the last right, to either alter or abolish the government. And so we're talking life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Life, okay. Maybe there isn't a mass genocide. Liberty, people are on lockdown. And that is, I think that this Dallas story and the story of the businesses that we will see in the coming weeks who are going to open against governor and presidential orders, depending on where they are, I think that has to do with the pursuit of happiness. I think if you can't, if pursuit of happiness has to be an economic, it has to be talking about economic activity. It has to be.
Well, I think life and liberty too, right? It's no life if you're just locked in your house all day. How is that living?
Well, certainly, in terms of liberty, I mean, being locked in your house without trial, no crime, healthy people. I mean, we're talking about healthy people.
Yeah.
No symptoms, locked in their homes. Which, I mean, to the point of no symptoms, I think that this is an interesting microcosm and something that we've been talking about for the last several days. We are now in there is a state of emergency declared in CNMI, in the Commonwealth. We have had, I believe, 20, something like that, people
like 14
have?
14 cases.
Okay, 14 total cases. Two died. 15 total cases. Two died. 12 have recovered. Just recently, there was a 17-year-old boy in the last, 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah.
Who was, they tested him because they started doing testing, asymptomatic, but he tested positive. So one confirmed positive case in this Commonwealth, in this jurisdiction, with no symptoms.
Basically in the last month, right?
In the last month.
About one case.
And still, there is a continuing, quote-unquote, state of emergency and lockdown. And my message to people out there is, the people who think, you know, we were talking before the break about this propaganda, that there's propaganda out there. I think the biggest propaganda, the biggest lie that's being told, is that somehow these lockdowns are going to be ending soon. That there's any kind of plan to come out of them, that it's going to stop, that we're going to go back to the way that it is. I think that is the biggest propaganda. And once people figure out that that is a lie, if they can't keep that lie going, I think you may just see violence in the streets. That's where I think it goes to. Because people are, I think if you give people a timeline and you make them think, oh, it'll come out of this, like I was talking about, I knew that 14 days later.
Why will they
be
violent? What is
frustration?
Like I think there's a lot of romanticism of like the Civil War, right? There's going to be an upcoming Civil War.
The Boogaloo.
All the differences will be settled. Everything will be resolved. And, you know, all of the people stocking up on bullets for the last 10 years, they're going to come out ahead.
Mm.
In reality, I don't think there's going to be a Civil War, right? If there, the red line should have been crossed like decades ago. You know, it should have been crossed when we had the income tax. You know, when they changed the constitution of the income tax, the drug war. There's been dozens of points where people should have put their foot down and said, you know, this is not American.
Well, let's go back to the Declaration of Independence. Because what's so interesting is after the truths that they hold to be self-evident, Jefferson himself addresses your point. He's like, history has shown us that people are willing to suffer evil while evils are sufferable. But there comes a point when they can no longer be suffered. I just wonder if we are reaching that. It should have happened.
Yeah, how about the Patriot Act? That was the call to rise, if there was one, right? They even named it the Patriot Act.
But now we're seeing the rise of the soccer mom, and it may be the harbinger of a new American revolution. Who knows? We'll talk about it after the break. Call in 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday show, Saturday morning here, because we are coming to you from Saipan in the northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We are talking about liberty, which is appropriate. We are talking about the weird moment in liberty that we find ourselves in as Americans? Have we been asleep? Is the sleeping giant about to awaken? You seem to think so, Alex. Am I mischaracterizing your position?
No, I hope so, but I'm somewhat realistic in that there's just no incentive for... You need a large-scale, like organized or at least mass, you know, upheaval. Whereas we see pockets of outrage, pockets of civil disobedience, but I just don't see it happening at a national level especially, or even a state level, right? It seems most people are content with, as long as, look at like something like gun control, right? Mm. A large percentage of Americans are pro-Second Amendment, you know, somewhere around half, but they don't care if California clamps down on gun laws, or New Jersey, or Connecticut, or Massachusetts. It is a laugh. You know, all those idiots, you know, living in those, you know, silly states, they should just move. It's only when it comes to them that they care. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really hindering the country as a whole, is that no one cares unless it affects them. It's this, like, selfishness, this individualist mentality where, you know, I'm fine, like, I don't care about the rest of the country, as if we're self-contained, right?
Well, if I would like to hear other people's thoughts on that. Should it be individualism? Are people... Is it individualism to rise up? Is it individualism to not rise up? Is it selfish? This woman, Shelley... What Shelley Luther, she was accused by the judge of being selfish by opening her business. You might say she's being selfish by not opening her business. If people want to talk about it, 855-450-3733. Before we get to our calls and the rest of our discussion, I want to tell you a little bit about Intercoin. Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. That's real life. We think it is important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. You can check out more at intercoin.org. So economics, let's talk about economics. Let's talk about life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Hard to pursue happiness in poverty, certainly. Poverty kills people. I think a great example, we're looking at California now, facing a $54.3 billion deficit and 18% unemployment, Newsom's office projects. This is from the Sacramento Bee. The interesting part about this, the stark reality, is that this is coming off of January, a difference, what was it? There was going to be a surplus. They were going to have a multi-billion dollar surplus. As of January, the office said a $5.6 billion surplus and add to its reserves. In January, they said that was going to be it. Now they're saying, oh, $54.3 billion deficit. So a slide of $60 billion into the negative and 18% unemployment from a lockdown. Shouldn't that be enough for people to rise up, as we're seeing some people go out onto the beach? We're seeing these protests.
If going out to the beach is rising up, you know, we might as well just give up now. All right, what is that? People aren't going to the beach to protest. They're going to the beach because it's hot out. They want to swim. They're like, you know, there's no, like, greater protest meaning behind it. People just want to go outside. They're stuck inside. They want to go out.
I want to give a counterpoint to that, because I was seeing a lot of people who are really protesting in Huntington Beach. Recently, I saw a video of a woman. I thought this was appropriate. She was carrying the American flag. The police were there. She ran out onto the beach to incite the police to take action against her. They did. They went. They put her on the sand. They were going to arrest her when people flooded onto the sand, surrounding the police officers. Eventually, the officers had to let her go, and the officers just walked away. I think this is something for people to pay attention to, that one of the reasons why silliness, absurdity can continue, and because it really is absurd to take a lone woman, again, this just happened to be a woman who looked like a soccer mom, you know, probably 40-something, white, blonde, runs out onto the beach, and then all of these people swarm around the police. The only reason that any of this can be enforced, that this absurdity can be enforced, is because the people who are protesting against it are protesting, you know, one-off, like this woman opening her salon. It's not like all of the businesses in that area just decided, you know what, let's all open. I guarantee you, when that happens, everything opens, COVID or not. You know, most of the shutdown happened without any state violence whatsoever. In California, it was amazing to watch everybody just shudder. I saw very little resistance. I mean, I guess there were some gun shops and stuff, but that was it.
Well, they were smart about it. They said, oh, this is going to be for 2 weeks.
Right.
Don't worry, you know.
It's, right.
They've gotten very good at slowly boiling the frog. And they're also very good at letting out some tension. They're going to make you feel like you've won some victories, pat yourself on the back for doing something you should be able to do anyways. It's
yes.
Like, yeah, we had a major victory. It's like, I don't know if it's a major victory to be able to, like, you know, go back to how you were before. Right? The tyranny didn't start with COVID. It's been going on for decades, getting worse and worse and worse. And so that's why I'm pushing back on this, you know, going to the beach is some great protest. But what I would like to see happen is people to really reflect on the entire idea of, like, why do we have these, you know, so-called leaders at all? What are they doing for us? What have they been doing the last few decades? They've mismanaged the situation for years and years. You know, we could have been prepared for this. There are some states like Wyoming, they have 100% of their yearly budget in a rainy day fund, so they could just have no revenue for a year and be fine.
But is that fine? Because if you're talking about no revenue for a year, what that means is
the government is fine, not everyone else.
But is the government fine? Because the government is a parasite of economic activity. They make their money off taxes. If there's no economic activity, there's no taxes. Maybe you survive for 1 year, but how do you pull out of it? Let's talk about where we could possibly go when we come back from the break. If you'd like to join us, if you've got some thoughts about what things may look like in the future, you can get involved in the conversation. 855-450-3733. 850-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says testing for coronavirus has come a long way.
But what's happened with testing is incredible. So as of this morning, we've done 8.5 million tests. And yesterday alone, in one day, we did 300,000 tests. And that's an incredible tribute. And now they have the test where it takes you 5 minutes. That was a test that didn't even exist. Everything had to go to a lab. It would be sent to the lab, so it takes a day, and then it takes another day. But it takes you 3, 4, 5 days if they do a good job.
The April unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. All that being said, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 455 points to finish at 24,331. The S&P was up 48. The NASDAQ added 141. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the FBI was looking for dirt on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that they did not have.
The interrogation of Michael Flynn was not an inquiry. Make no mistake, it was a trap.
McEnany also saying at a White House press briefing that the FBI tried to manufacture a crime against Flynn in the Russia probe. A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmed Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death.
More news can be found on USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. This is the Friday show. We are coming to you from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
We are talking about maybe where should we as Americans be thinking that things are headed? Where should we be hoping to take things? Is this our opportunity to embrace the American spirit?
No more hope and change stuff, Obama, you know. We've tried that, it didn't work. We need to be focusing on how can we make America great again.
How can we not have hope and change? Don't you have to have hope to change? I don't want the propaganda, but don't we have to have hope?
No, we need to get beyond hope. When it goes from being from hope to a necessity, that's when we'll get change. Right? All the wishful thinking in the world has not done much for us. We need people to start putting their foot down and say, enough is enough. Right, we need a sensible plan. We need a very clearly articulated plan. No more of this, we're going to play it by ear. You know, if there's 5 cases tomorrow, we might shut everything down. If there's 2, we might allow you to, you know, be 5 feet apart. There's none of that. We need a very clear plan. What happens if it, like, with contingencies? Right, I almost feel like we need the military style management for this, where they can have contingencies for everything and say, here's what we're going to do in these 5 different scenarios. Here's our objective. We will achieve the objective.
So I am going to push back on this and say that that sounds to me like inviting the vampire in. I think the last thing that we need is central planning. I think that if we want to see freedom...
I didn't say central planning. I said we need a plan. Right now it's decentralized.
So far the plans
no
have failed.
Been a plan. What is the plan, Ben? It's just...
Well, exactly.
We'll wait to see what comes out as the like news or data or whatever they use. I'm not sure if they make their policy from CNN or the WHO or what.
All of the above, Bill Gates. What, so from whom should we be expecting a plan? From whom?
From the people who are declaring their emergency powers.
So from the same people who have given us no plan.
Give yourself, you know, the dictator powers. It's time to start dictating and, you know, acting like the, you know, martial law, you know, person you are. So it's like we have martial law without the martial, you know, prowess.
So are you advocating for martial law now?
I'm not advocating for martial law. I'm advocating for a plan. For something. I mean, ideally the plan would be, let's open up and let the people who know what the situation is on the ground decide. Right? When you try to micromanage how many people per square feet without even seeing the business, I think that is a poor plan.
But isn't letting the people on the ground, the people closest to it, in other words, the individuals, decide for themselves, isn't that the exact opposite of a government plan? Isn't the whole idea of a government plan that the government dictates what people do? It sounds to me like what...
It's not a military
plan. Go ahead.
Chain of command, right? They decentralized it. The on-the-ground person has a lot of autonomy in many cases because they have the most up-to-date intel.
But so the on-the-ground person is not able to just say, yeah, I don't want to go along with that mission.
Yeah, the mission is clear. Get America up and running again. Get
what
the
does that mean? That's not clear. What does that... That means nothing. Get the economy running again. Okay. That's just like saying end poverty. Like, okay, great. Stop AIDS. Okay, fantastic. But that's not a plan. That's more like hope and change. That's more like Obama style.
The plan is, you know, targeted guidelines based on what you expect.
But isn't that already what failed? Didn't they already do targeted guidelines based on models?
What were their guidelines? There was no when they never said when the cases hit this we'll open. Right? They're just constantly changing what they'll do when. Every week it's different. One week, you know, we can't open, like, they were saying salons, you know, you can't open them.
Yes.
And it's like 2 days later, okay, all the salons can open. You know, that's the problem.
But what number? So let's say they set a number. Let's imagine that they set a number,
they
right?
They should sit down and say, when is it a state of emergency? Let's start off with that. What determines it's a public health emergency? What does the risk have to be? How many people have to die?
And who determines that?
Well, they've determined that.
Who
right?
is they?
They, the governors, the whoever can declare an emergency. It seems like nowadays, you know, the local dog catcher can say it's a national emergency and give themselves, you know, extra treats to, like, give the dogs, you know.
So who decides who has the authority?
No one has the authority.
Okay.
But if you're going to pretend you have the authority.
Right.
At least, you know, have some prowess. If you're going to pretend to be a leader, lead.
But the people who are pretending to be leaders are already not leaders. So every single governor, the president of the United States, senator, they're not leaders. They're pretending to be leaders. They're actors. Because you can't see
but
real
some
leaders
are better than others. I want good actors.
Sure. Well, do you want good actors or do you want good leaders? Because I don't think there are any good leaders that reach high levels in politics because the people who are good leaders go into something else. They go into some other field. They don't want to be involved in politics, the people who are good leaders. They go and they actually lead. They produce. They're not parasites. The people who are in politics are all a bunch of parasites. Why should I be looking to a parasite to tell me how to plan to get an economy going? These people have never had jobs. Donald Trump, none of them have ever built anything.
We must live in the world we are in, not the world we want to be, right? You're talking about the world we want to be in, but the reality is, these guys have declared themselves in charge, and they have power. People listen to them. So I'm saying, use that power and make a concrete plan. When we have this many people dying, it's a national emergency, a health emergency. You know, as it gets safer and safer, we end it. And have different parameters, different, like, just at least do something. You can't just... They just said it's a health emergency based on what? There was no, if 5% of the population is at risk, it's a health emergency, right? I'm saying at least move in that direction. The number they pick is going to be wrong, right? There's no arbitrary number you can pick that justifies, you know, now it's a health emergency. Previously, it was not.
Correct. So why do you want a number? If you're saying that there's no number that's
there's
good.
Accountability. There's no accountability right now. There's nothing you can do. They'll just say, oh, we're just going day by day.
This is a very key point. So the politicians, and this is why politicians can't be leaders, is because their incentive is to do things where they will not have accountability if it fails and where they will be able to take credit if it succeeds. It is a set of perverse incentives. All politicians have them. You can't rise to the level of governor or president if you don't have those incentives. So I think that we're in a dangerous situation. Let's see what I think they're good points. Let's see what Joe in Chattanooga, Tennessee has to say. He wants to sound off on this idea of who determines what an emergency is. Joe's listening on WGOW in Chattanooga. Joe, tell us what your thoughts are on this topic.
Well, like, for example, you were saying who determines what's an emergency, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in my thinking on that is, like, this time around, we heard nothing from the FCC in this matter. Really did. I mean, when I was growing up, we had emergency test tone signals and everything else. When there was going to be a national emergency, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, those days where, you know, you'd get that annoying buzz and you'd go gather around the TV set or the radio and you'd sit there and listen to what was being said because that was the official take on the situation. This time we haven't had anything like that. What we've had is a bunch of conjecture, a bunch of hypothesis, some ideas to drink bleach as a solution from an elected official. A lot of guesswork, but we haven't had anything officially from the United States government saying, okay, people, this is what it is, because When we're talking about dissemination of information, communications, we're talking about, in this country, the Federal Communications Commission. And they have not really released anything officially from the United States government that says, pandemic time, everybody, hunker down.
Yeah, Joe, if you want to stick around, we will talk about when we come back. If you want to stick around after the break, I'm interested to. This is an important question. I'm interested to get your thoughts on who it should be actually that determines this. I mean, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Anybody else who wants to sound off on that, 855-450-FREE. Joe, stick around. We will we'll get back with you when we're back from the break. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the Friday night show. I am Vin.
It's Alex.
If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can call in. Talk about whatever you'd like. The call-in number is 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also call in on the Discord line, Discord chat line. That is discord.lrn.fm. Before we left for the break, we're talking to Joe in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I am interested to know, Joe, what your opinion is on who should actually have the authority to call such a health emergency. So far, we've seen the president has done it in some cases. Governors have done it in some cases. I've seen county health officials do it in others. I've seen mayors do it in others. Joe, what do you think? Which of those people actually has the authority to tell you that you can't leave your home, you can't open your business, et cetera, et cetera?
None of them and all of them, of course. I'm sorry, it was there. Somebody had said. Now, here's what it is. I mean, you just named them off. Somebody's sick, they're going to start showing signs. And first level would be, okay, guessing that you might have family, your family would turn around and say, this guy looks pretty sick. We're going to take him to the doctor, and he ain't going to say boo about it. So the family would then get involved. And then the family would go to the doctor. The doctor would say, mais l'ami, this guy is terrible. See, in Chattanooga, there's not any American doctors. He'd then call foul on this, too. And he'd call the local Board of Health. They'd come in and say, yeah, this is pretty bad. And it looks like it's contagious, so family, get that room next to them.
Do you think that the Board of Health should be the ones then? Do you think that it should that they should be able to say now to everybody in the county, let's say if it's a county Board of Health, that they should be able to say to everybody at that point, everybody's quarantined, everybody's locked down. At what level does it have to rise? Should it be at the county level? Should it be can the mayor do it? Because there have been several mayors that have done it of major cities.
Oh, good
should
Lord.
It be the
no,
governor? Where
no.
should it be? Where should it be?
No, no.
No, the mayor's, you know, that authority doesn't come within one person. I mean, we are a country of checks and balances. I mean, if we're going to be a country, we've got to have checks and balances. You know, judicial, legislative, enforcement, the whole nine yards has to be on board. I mean, if it's not, then you're going to have some buffoonery that's, quite honestly, what we have here. We have, first of all, the first wave of information came from where? Of course, the Internet. And we all know how regulated and safe the Internet is. Wow, it's just, hey, get your kids off, buddy, and let them just have at it, because it's as safe as it can be. And that's where our information came from this time, and before it ever got validated, any of it got checked out, it spread like wildfire, because, you know, hey, make sure let's get this on the Internet and make it epic. You know, everybody's got to be epic. You know, the kids got to go out and lick everything in the grocery store as fast as possible, because it's the trend.
Well, was
hey,
it the Tide Internet
Pods,
or the WHO?
Tide Pods. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So it went kind of in hysteria mode. And that's
I want to push back on that. Was it the Internet or the WHO, right? Because it seemed that what happened is the WHO is like, oh, this death rate is so high. And everyone started freaking out when they saw in Italy people were dying left and right. And then they said, oh, you know, we're not going to get reelected unless we act like we're doing something. So then everyone started locking down all of a sudden. That seems to be what I saw.
Yeah, well, the WHO, I mean, the World Health Organization, I mean, who's to say that they didn't get on the Internet and start it? We don't know who started it, where it came from. And, of course, if a pandemic breaks out in Italy and they think, this is pretty bad, and over there in America you have a dancing guy that's just a, you know, a laughing stock, nobody's going to believe anything he's not going to believe anything that we tell him, so we're going to have to spread this on the Internet to get around, because this is that type of situation. So we're, you know, not just the generations at hand. I think globally, in the course of history, we've never had a global communications system that each person can participate with.
This is a very good point. Joe, thank you for your call. I have said on this, Alex, that I think that there's a big problem of trying to look for blame in this whole thing. I think that, again, a lot of this is a global communications network and a set of perverse incentives. Everybody can communicate. Everybody's got these. There's too many weird incentives. So many of the incentives are for stay at home. I mean, now we literally have businesses like Amazon, for instance, one of the most important and powerful businesses around. Amazon does a lot better if you stay at home. Netflix does a lot better if you stay at home. All the
Microsoft, Google,
all the video game companies are releasing their latest and greatest consoles and everything right when the lockdown is happening.
And almost every Fortune 500 company is going to clean up, because they're the only ones that are going to be left, right? Imagine you're some big hotel chain, and you can get access to 0% loans,
exactly,
versus the family,
exactly,
you know, bed and breakfast. They're done. There's no loans for them. There's no way they can sell bonds to the, you know, central bank. So this is a huge transfer of wealth from the little guy to the big guy.
Well, let's say this. Yes, it is, but there's also a move, and I think it's important that we talk about this, that this crisis has checked off a lot of boxes. One of the scary boxes that it checks off, that I've spoken on Free Talk Live about many times, is this universal basic income idea, UBI. I feel like you talked about frog in a pot. I feel like that quote-unquote stimulus check was the beginning of the frog in the pot.
Yeah, they can't introduce UBI until they get the payment system set up. So they're testing it out. How hard is it to pay America? Let's just try like $1,000, right? How hard is it to do it just one time?
Mm-hmm.
Once we nail it, get everyone, you know, in the system, mm-hmm, and then we'll work on the debit card or the special bank, mm-hmm, account, and that will be the end of any hope of revolution, political or otherwise, is that if you're giving, the bread and circus is complete, right? We were talking earlier, that's what keeps people passive. There's unlimited circus now, thanks to the Internet, Netflix, YouTube, all of that. But the bread is starting to run out, and that's why people are protesting. But if you can give them, you know, just enough, and the bread and circus, it wasn't like they were giving them steak, right? They're giving them some stale bread.
Yes.
So that, like, UBI, bare minimum poverty line level, enough to buy your, you know,
Yeah. Well, and the poverty line keeps increasing as you keep printing money, because they printed money to do this. So you're going to, the poverty line is going to increase. I mean, I'm seeing here Forbes.com. I believe this is from, yes, this is today. Headline, $2,000 per person plus $2,000 per child. Monthly Economic Crisis Support Act would send payments to over 90% of Americans. Now, mind you, this is Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders, so this is a like highly socialist proposition, but I also feel like it is an attempt to move the Overton window. I feel like
getting people used to it.
This suggestion, mind you, this is in Forbes. They are taking this serious. They're actually like reporting on this as if this was a thing. In a financial magazine, reporting on a government saying that it's going to give, look, I've got two kids, right? So you're saying my wife and two kids, we would pull in $8,000 a month?
In the Mariana Islands, where we pay no tax to the federal government?
Well, this would be tax-free money. It should, you would assume, like, why would you print it and then tax it? You know,
well, you're working, right? So you're paying, the money's coming from you. So it's really like, you know, they're
fair enough.
Taking it from one pocket and giving it to the other pocket.
Well, but they're not, because they're printing it. They don't have any money. So this is printed out of thin air. I mean, that's what they did with this last stimulus. I mean, it was just printed. So
I think it was borrowed, a large part of it. I think the government's borrowing like $3 trillion quarter.
Yes. All printing is obviously borrowing, right? So there's, they can't just put the numbers, right? They actually have to sell this, but...
Well, they could print it. Printing it would almost be better in a way that, you know, borrowing it, the future generations have to pay. Your kids are on... Well, if your kids stay in the Mariana Islands, they're not on the hook for anything. But, you know, the average American family, their kids are on the hook for it, their grandkids. I mean, imagine, you by the time the kid born today turns 18, there could be $40, $50 trillion in debt.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, and I feel like we're approaching that, but you're absolutely right about the bread and circuses comment. I had not really thought about it. It's interesting that in the story that we talked about in our first hour about this Texas salon woman, that when she was in front of the judge, she specifically said, apologize for being selfish. She said, it's not selfish to feed my children.
And
it
what
really
is
bread.
Kamala Harris here, we got to get the bread money stat. And
bread money.
That's what they're doing.
Ooh, yeah, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about. If you want to call in, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. This is...
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting up. Sit-ups, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to Dynavite and a lot of love.
DINOVITE.com.
I heard about Dynavite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food, and it's changed everything.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.